Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Time now for Chatting with the Chief with a coach of your St. Louis Blues, Craig Berube. Brought to you by Fisher Window and Door, your Marvin dealer with showrooms in Brentwood and East Alton, Illinois.
It's the Fast Line on 101 ESPN. Huge win last night for the Blues. They get it done against the Vegas Golden Knights. Fall behind 2-0, but storm right back. Win it 5-2. And we're joined right now by the head coach of the Blues, Craig Berube, via the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. Chief, how are you doing today?
Hey, good, guys. How are you?
Well, good. Chief.
I'm doing great. Jamie, hold on. I got to talk to Chief about something, it's even bigger than hockey.
I wanted to ask him about that music, if you like the music.
Well,
you
can get to that in a second. All right, Chief. So a couple of weeks ago, you recommended that, you said one of your favorite candies growing up was something called Coffee Crisp. Now, Jamie went up to Canada last week to visit some family, and he hooked all of us up with some Coffee Crisp. They were incredible.
I told you guys they were good.
Like a waver, like a mocha.
Everything's better there in Canada, boys.
Attaboy, Chief. Go ahead, Anthony. Argue with him.
No, I won't. I haven't even been there, but I'm just going to agree with Craig Berube.
You're a smart man.
Yeah.
Smart man.
I appreciate it. No, they were great.
Chief, what'd you think of the entrance music you had there? Is that something you'd get up on the dance floor for?
So what's that? The what music?
The entrance music when you were coming back out of break. Meat, hit it again a little bit.
Oh, no.
No?
That's not something I'd have on in the car.
But would you get on the dance floor to it? It's a wedding. You've had a couple of cold beers.
I'm not the dance type guy.
That's not true, because I've seen you dance with a lot of different dudes in the NHL.
Well, that's a little different dancing.
That's the old Calahoo two-step right there.
Chief, big win last night for you guys. When you're looking at, I mean, for Jamie and I have been talking about throughout the course of the show today, the veterans are great. Ryan O'Reilly was great. Perron was great. Bennington was great. When you take a step back and you look at the way your veterans played last night, that was kind of a game I would imagine as a head coach you want to see the ones that have been around the most step up in a situation, especially when you're down 2-0 to a really good Vegas team.
Yeah, like the start wasn't, I was kind of unlucky, like, on the first goal. But, I mean, things happen. You get down in games sometimes. And, our vets really stepped up, I thought. I thought Bennington did, too. You know, getting down 2-0, that's tough for him. But he battled and he stayed in it and was really good. Yeah, when I looked at Vegas and I'm looking at stats, Perron and O'Reilly have always played well against them. They got really good stats against them. So, I kind of knew they were going to have a good game against them. Perron seems to always get really fired up playing as an ex-team. And they both came up big. I thought they both had really good games. And, a guy like Falk, he was solid, scored a big goal for us. So, yeah, the vets, that's big. That's, important that you have that good leadership by those guys. And for me, that game was getting down 2-0, just they showed great leadership in that game.
Chief, you guys, on the penalty kill, it hasn't been a Picasso in the last couple of weeks for you guys, but last night you lock it down. 3-for-3 on the penalty kill. What are some of the subtle changes that you made, if any? And was it more of a systems or a player failure, or was it just kind of collectively maybe not enough effort?
I think a lot of times when the PK's not going your way, there is some unlucky bounces. That's part of it, I believe. Things aren't always going to go your way on the penalty kill, because these teams, they got good power plays. They find a way to make a play or they get a good bounce. But I think lately there was a few areas, especially in front of our net with our net front D, I thought that that got sorted out last game. We fixed that. And just being in front a little bit more and maybe blocking a shot or blocking a guy out, not allowing him to get a stick on the puck. And the other thing is just being in them shooting lanes by our forwards, taking away those shots as much as we can from the top.
Now, Chief, one of the guys that you had on the ice last night for just under 3 minutes of shorthanded ice time is Nico Mikkola. He kind of gets his feet back into the pond here a little bit. He had the COVID thing going on. He hasn't played a whole heck of a lot. But he played, you know, 16 and a half minutes last night, 244 on the penalty kill. I really liked what I saw out of him last night. What are you seeing from the young man right now?
Yeah, he played with a lot of confidence last night for not playing in a while with being out with COVID. he used his feet well. I think he closes on people really well with his feet, and he's got an active stick, and he's hard to play against. That's the bottom line. I think when it boils down to it, he just gets in the way out there, and he causes a lot of commotion and penalty killing. He's a big body. He, you know, could cover a lot of ice, blocking shots, things like that. It was great to see him get a goal. I thought he activated well in the game, too, from the back end. He was up in the play a lot, and he got rewarded with a goal.
Another guy that has looked pretty good is Scott Perunovic. He finally got the call up. Obviously, you know, the salary cap, all that crazy stuff that you don't necessarily have to deal with. You let Army handle all that. But Scott Perunovic, he doesn't seem like a guy to me, Chief, that's like only got a couple of games in the NHL. He's playing with so much confidence. I love the way he shakes and bakes out there, not afraid to open up the old 10-2 with the puck. I'm really impressed with what I've seen so far.
Yeah, we are too. We saw that in camp. We knew he'd be up here sooner or later. Like he's got too much ability not to be up here and confidence. You're bang on with that. He's a very confident person. And he knows his abilities and what he can do. He looks great on the power play, the way he handles the puck and makes plays. And then he's very confident in making plays coming out of his own end. Sometimes a little bit too confident. I don't mind off the glass and open up the lock, but wear it out a little. Hey, Ribs, made a living out of it.
Some of us had to. The one time I went cross ice, I got knocked down the back of the net. Mike Keenan had me on a plane to Siberia, I swear.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Chief, following up on what Rivs just asked you about Perunovic, you're watching these young guys like Kyrou, Thomas, now Perunovic. I know they're all individual players, and you as a head coach, I know you've talked about this before, where you're trying to extract, motivate them in certain ways because of different players. But when it comes to your young group of players, is there kind of a one thing or one common trait that you see out of all your young players right now? Because from my standpoint, man, they're all playing well.
Yeah. No, and I think that, they want to be every player, every young player when he comes in the league that has a lot of ability and, he knows he's going to be maybe a star one day or a very good player. They all want more, right? They want to be the guy. They want to be the guy in a certain situation to score a goal or be on the ice with a goalie out and be on the ice, protecting a lead. All those key situations, I find with all these young guys is that they want all that, and they're ready for it. They're actually doing a real good job. Like Robbie Thomas is penalty killing now. He's taking big draws in the D zone. He's taking draws in the penalty kill. Jordan Kyrou is doing lots of great offensive things. We got him out in key situations, and with the goalie out or power play things like that, he's doing a great job. And Perunovic is no different. I'm sure that he wants to be in all them key situations too. And that's a good thing. You want players that want more and they want to be involved more and they want to be the guy. And we got a few of those guys that are really coming along and doing a great job.
Chief, the player, as you said, always wants more. Now, as a coaching staff, when you guys sit there, at what point do you determine that player deserves more? Like you bring up Robbie Thomas and you talk about how he's out there killing penalties now and he's doing a pretty good job, and Nico Mikkola gets out there for almost 3 minutes of penalty kill time and you're giving more responsibility to certain guys. Is there a meeting that happens between you guys where you say, okay, after watching the video, this guy here is ready for more, or is it just something that you feel throughout the game and that's the call that you make?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a feel thing that I make, but it's a lot of conversations with Doug Armstrong and the coaches about where the player's at. What do you guys think? Does he deserve more? Is he earning it? You know, things like that. That's all part of it. You know, for us as an organization and a coaching staff, you got to earn things. That's the most important thing, and they're doing that. So when you earn them, we'll give them to you.
Chief, from what you can tell us, you know, we're all looking forward to seeing Braden Chen back on the ice, certainly chomping at the bit. I'm sure you are too. Can you give us some information on when we might be able to see Braden Chen again?
Yeah, it's probably a good possibility you'll see him tomorrow. I think that he's pretty close to being ready to go. I know that he, you know, I know that last game you wanted to play. I was a little bit leery about putting him in. But he's ready to roll, I think. And so that's good for us. He's a real important player for us.
Yeah, no, look, having a guy like Braden Chen back, it brings another layer of that leadership to your group. And last night, the one thing I wanted to bounce back to, the leadership and Ryan O'Reilly and comments you made post-game last night, just saying that, you know, Ryan O'Reilly really stepped up and he talked to the bench and got the bench going. In a situation like that, when you're the head coach and you see that your players are handling it, do you just kind of take a back seat and let it happen, or do you jump in as well and kind of reiterate what those guys are saying?
A little of both, I believe. Like, you know, it's not all the time I will. I think guys get tired of hearing the coach. But, you know, Ryan O'Reilly, he does a great job of it. And we've got a couple other guys, too, that step up and say things. And, you know, a lot of times when I hear that, I'll just back them up and reiterate what they're saying. And, you know, but sometimes I won't either. You know, it depends on the situation.
Chief, always love having you on the show.